It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. It's day two of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, and during day one, the Pennsylvania delegation got a surprise visit from Vice Presidential nominee Tim Walz at breakfast, as KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Wow. Good morning!
Governor Walz made the rounds to battleground state delegations, declaring the blue wall of Democrat-leaning states solid and exhorting delegates, the party loyalists who will be getting out the vote, not to let down their efforts.
We got 78 days. We can do anything for 78 days. We'll sleep when we're dead when this is done, but not now.
The delegates also heard from Governor Josh Shapiro, once a VP nominee hopeful himself, but he declared Walz an excellent choice and Harris battle-tested and ready.
If you can't tell just how skilled and determined and prepared she is, well, take a look at how Donald Trump has been acting. He is scared of Kamala Harris. And you know what he's really scared of? Powerful women.
In Chicago, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Meanwhile, the GOP presidential and vice presidential nominees focused on the battleground state of Pennsylvania Monday. Former President Trump campaigned at a manufacturing company in York, and his running mate J.D. Vance held a separate event in North Philadelphia. KYW's John McDevitt has more on the visit.
The high cost of living, the skyrocketing crime rate, immigration, and buying American were among the topics Senator J.D. Vance addressed at DeSorb Systems, a North Philadelphia waste management and product manufacturing company. He said Philadelphians, Pennsylvanians, and all Americans are ready for change from Democratic leadership.
I'd ask voters in Philadelphia and across the whole state a very simple question. Has your life been better off under Democrat leadership? Have your communities gotten safer under Democrat leadership? Have your wages kept up with affordability under Democrat leadership? And because the answer is no, I think that Americans, Pennsylvanians, and the citizens of this city are ready for a change. They're ready for the presidency of Donald J. Trump.
And what's a trip to Philadelphia without a cheesesteak? Before taking off from the airport, Vance and his entourage made a quick stop at Pat's Steaks in South Philly and posed for pictures with customers and workers. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A 16-year-old is dead and another remains in critical condition after an early Monday morning shooting in the city's Olney neighborhood. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, police believe they may have found the car used in the deadly ambush.
It was around 2:30 in the morning when two 16-year-olds were sitting in a car along East Duncannon Street about a block away from Olney Charter High School when investigators say an SUV pulled up behind them and at least two suspects inside began to fire. The teens tried to drive off and around the corner. In total, 27 shots were fired from two different guns. Both teens were struck, one in the head and torso. He later died at the hospital. The other remains in critical condition, shot in the ear and shoulder. Authorities believe there could be more suspects, and they've recovered an SUV matching the description of the car and are processing it. The teen who was killed has not yet been identified. Nearly 100 kids under the age of 17 have been shot in Philadelphia this year alone. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
COVID cases are surging across the country. KYW's medical editor Dr. Brian McDonough tells our Nina Barati that he expects there to be even more cases in the fall.
The middle of summer isn't usually a time you'd expect to get sick.
It was kind of the inverse of what we see in the winter. It was just so hot, it was no fun to be outside. When it's so humid and it's 97 degrees, you stay inside. Well, then people are inside and things spread when you're inside. The virus doesn't care if it's hot or cold. It just spreads.
He says a new vaccine expected to roll out this fall could offer better protection against this latest strain, but it's not available just yet. Testing and protocol after a positive COVID result has changed since the start of the pandemic. But Dr. McDonough says the bottom line, if you don't feel well, it's best to just use common sense, err on the side of caution, and take a test if you aren't sure.
Common sense is, you don't feel well, stay home because you're not doing anybody else a favor. Wash your hands, make sure that you know you're not sharing utensils. Stay outdoors when you can, as long as you can. Kids, if they're in school, you know, check and see how they're feeling.
And remember, aside from COVID, the flu and RSV also tend to peak in the colder months. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CRV Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CRV Hybrid. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.